Introduction and Chapter 1 of As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. New version edited by Christopher Westra of freemindpowerbooks.com. Read by Thea Westra of myforwardsteps.com. Introduction. This little volume, the result of meditation and experience, is not intended as an exhaustive treatise on the much written upon subject of the power of thought. It is suggestive rather than explanatory, its object being to stimulate men and women to the discovery and perception of the truth that they themselves are makers of themselves, by virtue of the thoughts which they choose and encourage. That mind is the master weaver both of the inner garment of the character and the outer garment of circumstance, and that, as they may have hitherto woven in ignorance and pain, they may now weave in enlightenment and happiness. James Allen. Chapter 1, Thought and Character. The saying, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, embraces the whole of your being. This noble truth is so comprehensive as to reach out to every condition and circumstance of your life. You are literally what you think, your character being the complete sum of all your thoughts. You have seen how a plant springs from and could not be without the seed. So every one of your acts springs from the hidden seeds of your thought, and could not have appeared without them. This applies to those acts you call spontaneous, as well as to those acts you deliberately choose. Act is the blossom of thought, and joy and suffering are its fruit. Thus do you gather in the sweet or bitter fruits of your own inward thoughts. You become what you become because of natural law. Cause and effect are as absolute and consistent in the hidden realm of thought as in the world of visible and material things. Thought appears to be hidden, but thought and spirit are actually made of matter. All thought is matter, but it is more fine or pure and can only be discerned by purer eyes. We usually cannot see it now, but when our bodies are purified, we shall see that it is all matter. A noble and godlike character is not a thing of favour or chance. Such a character is the natural result of continued effort in right thinking. You can create a godlike character through long-cherished association with godlike thoughts. A cowardly or savage character by the same process is the result of the continued harbouring of grovelling thoughts. You create your own success or failure. In the armory of thought, you build the tools by which you create yourself, or you forge the weapons by which you destroy yourself. You also fashion the tools with which you build for yourself heavenly mansions of joy and strength and peace. By the right choice and true application of thought, you ascend to divine perfection. By the abuse and wrong application of thought, you descend below the level of the beast. Between these two extremes are all the grades of character, and you are the maker and master. Many beautiful truths pertaining to the soul have been restored and brought to light in this age, and one of the happiest and most promising of these truths is that you are the master of thought and the moulder of your character. You are the maker and shaper of condition, environment, and destiny. As a being of power, intelligence, and love, and the lord of your own thoughts, you hold the key to every situation. You contain within yourself that transforming power by which you may make yourself what you will. You are always the master, even in your weakest and most abandoned state. But in your weakness and degradation, you are a foolish master who misgoverns your household. When you begin to reflect upon your condition and search diligently for the law upon which your being is established, you then become the wise master. You direct your energies with intelligence and fashion your thoughts to fruitful issues. Such is the conscious master, and you can only thus become by discovering within yourself the laws of thought. This discovery is totally a matter of application, self-analysis, and experience. Only by much searching and mining are golden diamonds obtained, and you can find every truth connected with your being if you will dig deep into the mine of your soul. That you are the maker of your character, the moulder of your life, and the builder of your destiny, you may prove to yourself. You can prove this if you will watch, control, and alter your thoughts, tracing their effects upon yourself, upon others, and upon your life and circumstances. As you link cause and effect by patient practice and investigation, you'll grow in clarity and insight. Utilize your every experience, even the most trivial everyday occurrence, as a means of obtaining knowledge of yourself. And this knowledge will lift your life to new levels of understanding, wisdom, and power. In this way, you will find the law absolute, that he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. For only by patience, practice, and continual seeking can a man enter the door of the temple of knowledge. End of chapter 1.